Almost weekly for more than 5 years, we've been bringing you what we call prophecy updates on Sunday morning. Since we take the Bible literally, we believe that there are prophecies yet to be fulfilled. That being the case, we ought to be able to identify trends and events in the world that corroborate these centuries-old prophecies. If indeed these are the last days, we should see some things happening. Now, one of the most ominous last days prophecies involves the mark of the beast. In the middle of the future 7-year great tribulation, the world leader, most commonly known as the Antichrist, is going to demand to be worshiped. You'll have to take his mark. Now, it seems people will already be participating in a cashless global economy, and that the Antichrist will then say, in order to continue your participation, in order to be able to buy or sell anything, you have to swear allegiance to me. And those who do will, of course, be allowed to buy and sell, but they'll lose their eternal souls. Those who don't will be heavily persecuted. It won't sneak up on anybody, and it's not going to be something we see because we'll be gone. But because of this fantastic prophecy, we're always intrigued by developments in personal identification involving advancements in technology, and especially when governments are involved in implementing them on their citizens. Way back in 2005, the Real ID Act was signed into law. In a nutshell, it changed the way driver's licenses were going to be issued. It was the federal government's attempt to turn your driver's license into a national ID card using biometric identifiers. Under Real ID, your license will have a radio chip built into it. With the push of a button, authorities could access your information as you walk or drive by, even if it's in your wallet or inside your purse. In addition, the enhanced driver's license will show holograms and have various digital photos of your face to prevent ID theft. All 50 states sought extensions to the Real ID Act, citing lack of funding. 25 states went on to legislate against implementing Real ID. But according to various sources, even if your state was one of the 25 that passed a law or a resolution against it, the federal government has been quietly moving forward with states towards getting compliance. How are they doing it? Well, it's just not called Real ID. The states are calling it something else. For example, in March of 2010, and I quote, the president of the Coalition for a Secure Driver's License presented its Homeland Security Award to the Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles. The department was recognized for its Advanced Secure Issuance Driver's License, called the ASI. The award cites the DMV for, quote, accomplishing alignment of driver's license procedures with the 18 benchmarks of the federal regulation. And so what that means is that even though Nevada was one of the states that legislated against Real ID, lobbied against it, they still have implemented it, but they call it the ASI. So it's a different license, but it meets all of the federal guidelines so that what they have in their pocket in Nevada is a Real ID. One writer said, and I quote, right under the noses of our state legislators, some of whom went to bat to get a law passed to prohibit Real ID, the administrators of state departments of public safety or the Department of Motor Vehicles are continuing to work on enrolling us all into a federal biometric ID as though nothing ever happened. And so this is what's going on. The technology exists to identify you with a mark. Right now it's on your driver's license. It's not on your person, but we've talked many times about how that technology exists. We're not suggesting that the Real ID Act is the mark of the beast. It certainly is not. The Real ID Act may come and go. We're never suggesting that these things are these things. We're just pointing out as observers that what's happening in our world today is exactly what you would expect to happen if the Bible literally predicted the future, which it does. And so that's why every week the exhortation, get ready, stay ready, keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming. All right.